What is up, everyone? This is the Trade Warriors Podcast. Welcome back for another episode.
What is up?
The comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan. We're brothers, we read comics.
Yep. Only the most popular characters of all time. That's all we do here.
Yeah, pinnacles of pop culture.
Yeah. Do you think Garfield or like Peanuts is more popular, like just worldwide? Or like Snoopy? Do you think more people would recognize Snoopy over like Garfield? Or like, do you think Garfield's like the guy?
I think Garfield's probably more currently significant.
Probably.
Like even without this new movie.
Because of Chris Pratt is what you're saying.
No.
He's the one.
Without this new movie. Because like, I feel like there was like a Garfield movie even before.
There was, with Bill Murray.
Yeah, yeah. Like before like anything recent for Peanuts happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess
well,
so.
I mean, I guess there was like the Peanut movie.
Yeah.
That was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college, I think.
It was like the Minions looking one, or like the Illumination.
Are
they the ones who made it?
Probably.
I don't know. I expect you to know this.
No.
Off the dome.
I remember that because like I was watching a movie at like the drive-in when that was a thing. I don't know if it's still there.
Oh, but, yeah.
Like,
I'm sure.
But I remember.
I watched Monster Hunter there for some reason.
I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane there.
And is it good?
10 Cloverfield Lane?
No, was it? Actually, I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but...
The one with, like, John Goodman?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Was it good in the car?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, it was really, like, it's a dark movie, mm-hmm. and, like, when there's... It's not dark outside, there's, like, lights and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't really see what's going on, but the rest of it was a good movie. You
know? Much more suspenseful, and you can't see what's going on at all.
But, like, at another screen, there's, like, the Peanuts movie.
Oh, and you're so watching it?
I was kind of looking over at that when it was a little slow.
Like, Snoopy, you dog.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like Garfield's bigger because they had like the two Garfield movies and then this one that's coming out. And
two with Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was because he was like rich or something in one of them, right?
He's in London or something.
And he's rich, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
And then like, I guess there's always a Peanut relevance of like just... The Christmas specials and
like
stuff.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There's one of these books that was like the Peanuts, like Peanuts Complete Works. Mm-hmm. And so, because I guess that was like a newspaper thing as well.
They both bodied Calvin and Hobbes though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should do that. Is there like a, I don't know. Is there like, was there ever been a Calvin and Hobbes like live action thing?
Maybe.
Not live action,
maybe
but like
cartoon.
A movie.
Maybe like a cartoon movie from
maybe.
Like the 80s.
Mm. Can I tell you something that somebody said to me this week?
Is it I love you? Is it you're good enough?
Not that one. The first one, yeah.
Is it you are loved?
I was playing Valorant. And they're definitely not telling me they love me.
Was it the N-word?
No, it was not, surprisingly, this week. But, you know, I'm doing what I do. I calm to my teammates. Even sometimes they don't calm back. I'm throwing smokes because mm-hmm. they need to be thrown. Someone told me today that I have a voice for podcasting.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like... Don't ever fucking talk to me again. No. And I was like, that's funny.
Maybe I should be on a podcast.
And then I was like, should I tell my mom on a podcast or is that cringe? And then I ultimately decided that it was pretty cringe.
Is it like a normal squad or is it just your squad that round?
It was a squad just like random people for like that game that I was queued up with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe like you podcasting for so long has almost like made your voice more of a podcasting voice.
I don't think so. I've never even thought about what I sound like when I calm because I'm just saying like, oh, he's A-site or like raises low, you know.
I was telling Mike's brother, like Mike Leather, who's on mm-hmm. the
Powers
he's
episode.
On the Powers episode. I was telling him about the podcast. He's like, oh, you have like a radio voice. I'm like, oh, what?
I know. It's kind of weird. When
I don't think I have a very good voice.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I hate
you don't think I have a very good voice?
No. I'm surprised anybody listens at all.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I do either. I hate listening to my voice. But
I got used to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you kind of have to. But anyway,
we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Garfield, Back Matter Matters in the poll list. But we start with the news.
Lots of news this week.
I know, dude.
Mainly a lot of series is getting announced. One I want to start with, I saw first, is...
Dazzler.
Dazzler. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one to start with. Jason Liu is writing it with art by Rafael Loureiro. Don't know the artist, but Jason Liu's the guy that does like the Night Watch. Or what was it called? Oh, Night. Fuck. What was it called? The one with Chip Zdarsky.
Midnighter.
Yeah.
No, that's not Midnighter.
No. Yeah. That's the
All Nighter.
All Nighter?
All Nighters. And then he did Afterlift, I think.
Yep.
And so.
Yeah, the All Nighter. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Nice. Yeah. So he's doing that. I don't know if he's done a whole lot of writing work, but that's pretty cool. Did you see the.
He wrote an annual for Star Wars.
Nice.
Adventures.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
With Chip, I think.
Did you see the synopsis for it or like the basic like premise?
I just saw the title and the cover.
Yeah. I saw the synopsis and apparently it's just like she's going on tour or whatever and she's joined by a crew of fellow mutants. And the head of security is Domino. The personal guard is Strong Guy.
Good name.
The one man roadie is Multiple Man. So, because I guess he can like multiply himself and like bring all the equipment out.
I'm way too excited now.
The drummer Shark Girl. Don't know who that is. And expert publicist Wind Dancer. So, and there's like anti-mutant shit that's going on throughout the tour. But whoever tries to stop Dazzler's light will just have to face the music. So I'm pretty excited for this actually, because that just sounds so fun. Like having a big strong guy, like be your bodyguard.
Yeah, it's coming in September.
Yeah, it is. And so it's cool that they're announcing more X-Men books. I don't know why they didn't all just do it at once, because I feel like this was probably in the works.
But... In other X-Men book announcements,
yeah,
there's a Storm book.
Yes.
Coming out in October.
Did we not know about that already? Or did we just figure out who was on it? I can't remember.
This is new to me.
So, pretty cool, pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Nathan, other book being announced?
Yep.
You liked Creepshow from last year?
I picked up one of them, yeah.
Okay, well, it's coming back this September.
All right.
With creatives like Chip Zdarsky.
Oh, nice.
Kegan MacLeod.
Okay, yeah.
And James Stokoe.
Ooh, Nathan. That's a big...
Get the fuck out of here.
That sounds awesome.
That's all in just the first issue, Nathan. It's another volume of 5 starting September 25th.
Do they collect all those?
Yeah, they like trades.
We should do one, right? Are they good?
Yeah, we can maybe do like the last... But yeah, there's a couple of them. Some are better than others.
Doesn't like Zoe throw good on one?
Yeah.
I think Michael Walsh is on one.
Something like that.
They got good people on it. Yeah.
Garth Ennis, Kelly Thompson, I think.
Yeah. Then another Image book announced. It's called Remote Space, written and drawn by Cliff Rathburn.
Okay.
Is that voice like familiar or is that name like familiar?
I thought he was a writer for Marvel.
I think
he's
an inker for Ryan Ottley sometimes. Like, I think he was his inker for like Spider-Man and Hulk.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
And I didn't know that he wrote or anything like that, but it's it looks really good just based off of like some of the pages and stuff I saw. It's
whoa, like it's just off of that page, I'm like,
I
know, sold.
I was sold too. I was like, dude, this looks fucking cool. So for Earth to survive, civilizations must collide. It's 2450. Earth is dying, and the human species has gone down to two different evolutionary paths. One used cybernetic augmentation, and the humans left behind used genetic manipulation. The two must now come together to survive. So just two kind of different breeds of people that had to do were forced to do stuff to like survive, and it looks cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
So I'm actually going to pick that up by, you know.
Just, that's Image? Just
Image, yeah.
It's called Remote what?
It's called, let me go back to it, Remote Space.
Okay.
And the covers look great. I didn't get a good picture of the covers, but if you go to the Image, like, Twitter, they have, like, a couple pages posted. Each one is, like, super cool looking, so.
Sweet. Another Image news. The Witchblade is being rebooted this summer.
Yeah.
You know Witchblade, Nathan?
Not really, no.
Well,
should I know Witchblade?
It's like a 90s Image thing, you know. Okay. I think maybe into the 2000s, but by either Margaret or Marguerite Bennett and Giuseppe Cafaro on art. So
I think Marguerite's going to be at Phoenix Comic Con Confusion.
Marguerite Bennett?
No, Marguerite
Savage?
Yeah. Something like that. Cool.
Nathan.
Yeah.
The Boys has been renewed for season 5.
Season 5.
Before the season 4 premiere, which is cool.
That means they think it's a banger, season 4, hopefully.
They just know.
Or they know season 5 will be a banger. I don't know.
Maybe.
How long do you think the show should go, Daniel? Because I feel like 6 is like solid, you know.
Six is probably good. I'm sure they probably covered like all of the, I don't want to go past like the comic or them just extending it just because.
I think they kind of have for the most part.
I don't know. I mean, they're not following
super closely.
No, but like big things they're like following. Like,
yeah, true. I think it'll be hard to like kind of elevate the weirdness, you know, which I think they try and do. And they made like a big stink about Herogasm and it like wasn't like that bad from what I remember. But, and I think it'll just be a little repetitive to be like, oh my God, what's Homelander going to do this time? But I think he's still kind of like on the up and up of like how evil he can get. Like the amount of power he's getting. So
I'm a little sick of Homelander, and I think like three seasons of it is quite enough.
It would be cool if they like killed him and then there's like still somebody at Vought that they had to go get or something. But yeah,
like some new big
if they end at season five, I'd be cool too. But I think, you know, they could go to like season six and have it like still be good.
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited. New season comes out next month, I believe. So good shit. Nicolas Cage is officially set to star in the live-action Spider-Man Noir series for Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that it was happening. There were rumors that Nicolas Cage was going to be in it, but it was just confirmed. So the showrunner for The Punisher for Netflix and the writer or director for 22 Jump Street will be the showrunners. And that's pretty cool.
Speaking of Prime, Nathan, Batman the Caped Crusader comes out August 1st.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's like a...
I knew it was like a little shaky whether like that was going to actually happen or not.
Yeah, no, so we got some stills. It looks real cool. It's like set in the 40s, which is pretty neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was the initial one set in the 40s?
The Caped Crusader? Or the it's like animated series?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Interesting. Then we know about the DC Elseworlds coming back, but we have dates for most of the series is coming out, or at least the month, which I don't think we knew before. So it'll kick off with Gotham by Gaslight, the Kryptonian Age in June, and in July, the Dark Knights of Steel all winter. In August, DC versus Vampires World War V or five.
Probably V
because of vampires, but maybe they skipped two world wars. Batman the Barbarian by Greg Smallwood, September. The Green Lantern Dark in October, and then Batman Nightfire in November. So
nice.
Just like kind of an Elseworlds book a month, it seems like they're trying to do.
Cool, cool.
So that's nice. Tom King's new book, Daniel.
Tom King and Jeff Spokes.
And Jeff Spokes. I'm not familiar with his stuff. Do you know what he's from? I feel like I've seen it, but I don't know.
I just saw the pages. They look pretty cool.
Yeah, they do look pretty cool. What's it called?
Jenny Sparks.
Jenny Sparks, which is like a Wildstorm character, I guess?
Yeah, she's a part of the Authority.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't know that.
Because you've never read the Authority.
I have not.
DC book, Black Label, a miniseries.
Yep.
And this seems like a Tom King project to do, because I think she's like a scientist or something. Not I think she's British character. Or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
It's basically about her trying to save six men and women taken hostage by an out-of-control and infinitely powered Captain Atom, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
And Jeff Spokes. Seems like it does pretty good.
Pretty exciting. Nathan, we got a trailer for Dune Prophecy, which is an HBO series.
Dune Prophecy?
Yep. It's set like 1,000 years before Paul Atreides was born.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's got Mark Strong in it, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay, nice.
I think he's like a part of the Harkonnen family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really fucking good. Like, it looks like Denis Villeneuve or whatever.
Is he like producing or something on it?
Probably. But
it seems
like
he would.
It like looks like the movie, you know?
Have you ever got a trailer for it? Or a first look?
Yeah. Comes out in the fall.
Wow.
They didn't specify when, but.
So it seems like they were pretty confident in Dune 2. To like put this shit in production.
Right. I mean, I think they're probably confident based off of Dune 1, you know?
Yeah, true.
But yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's cool. Do you like it when famous people make comics, Daniel?
It's my favorite.
Well, Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz is making a comic book. I think he's the bassist.
Nathan, you had this exact same news like a couple weeks ago.
No. I don't think I did.
Is it the one that's based around like suicide?
It's called Dying Inside.
Yeah.
I know. I thought the news was the My Chemical Romance guy. that I had brought the other day, or did I talk about this book?
Yeah,
I don't think I did.
You can go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, never mind. I won't. Here's some news I found interesting. Apparently, Chip Zdarsky was going to write Ultimate Spider-Man, and then he turned it down.
Ah.
Which, isn't really news. I just thought it was interesting because he read the script and he was like, it'd be really cool to read Jonathan Hickman do this. And so he just I think that makes sense because he's done like Spectacular Spider-Man and like Spider-Man Life Story. And so
there's already a Spider-Man by Chip Zdarsky omnibus.
Yeah. You know? So it's like, oh, I've got to update that. And
that seems like crazy to juggle two of the biggest like comic book properties.
Batman and Ultimate Spider-Man. Ultimate Spider-Man's fucking huge as well.
Yeah.
I realized. It's like the graded number one is already going like pretty expensive. Yeah. So I'll have to grade mine.
Nathan.
Yeah.
You like the Terminator?
It's fine. Yeah.
Well, get ready because there's a Terminator anime coming to Netflix.
Oh, that sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah, it looks really fucking sick, actually.
Okay, cool.
August 29th.
Nice.
I'll see
on Netflix?
On Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it should all come out at once. Actually, let me see if I can find the pictures.
Is it like set in this Terminator continuity?
I think it's like just that universe. I don't know if it's like
okay. Very
specific.
Because I think the Terminator continuity seems pretty confusing.
So that's like that. You can swipe.
Well, this looks different than I thought it would. It's going to look. But it looks cool, actually.
Yeah. I was very surprised by that.
Nice.
And I'm here for it.
Other Netflix comic book news. Madam Web is on Netflix and is number one in movies today. Which is crazy to me. The people have spoken. It's the best superhero movie ever come out.
Of all time.
Number one in movies. I just saw that today. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, because it's like...
people like to clown on it,
that's like
I guess.
The people who liked the meme of it, but like wouldn't spend the money to go see it.
Or maybe they like saw it.
Which is probably a majority of people.
Yeah. It probably is, huh? Or like somebody heard about it.
We couldn't wait to see it, you know?
Yeah, I was so excited to see it. It's one of my favorite movies. But yeah, I just thought that was funny.
One of the best theater experiences, I think.
I laughed so much. It was the best comedy of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
By accident.
Yeah. Look out, Deadpool.
Yeah, it'll honestly be hard to top how much I laughed in Madam Web.
Yeah.
In Deadpool, but we'll see.
Right. Let's get into the book this week, Nathan.
Let's get into the book. We read Garfield, but the comic book one, but not like the comic book one you're used to seeing. That's a comic strip. This is a comic book.
Yeah, put out by Kaboom, which is the Boom Studios imprint for like kids' books and stuff.
Kid shit.
Yeah.
And this one's by Jim Davis.
No, it's not. Jim Davis is the creator.
Oh, he's not a part of this at all. It literally says Garfield by Jim Davis.
Yeah, Garfield.
On the front.
Yeah, well, that's like a registered kind of thing, you know?
Whoa.
But it was written by Mark Evanier, art by Gary Barker and Dan Davis.
I didn't know there was even two artists. That's crazy.
And also Mike DiCarlo, he did like a little thing. Colors by Braden Lamb and Lisa Moore. Letters by Steve Wands.
Okay. Dude, that's so crazy they put by Jim Davis in the front.
Yeah, because Garfield is by Jim Davis.
I know Garfield's by Jim Davis. It's just so misleading to be like, oh my God, Jim Davis did a comic book. That's so cool.
Even if you like look at, you know, the details of this book, Jim Davis's name pops up. So you think that he like wrote it, but I think he just
like
kind
in the gutters of some of the panels, you mean? Or like
no, like you know how you click on a book, it shows everyone who worked on it.
Oh yeah.
Jim Davis is in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe he just kind of oversees it, but doesn't do like the actual writing.
Like doesn't do anything.
And still like credits the people who worked on it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's just okay. I thought because his name's on this one, but I thought I remember seeing that his name wasn't on like the second volume. So I thought he was just going to do the first volume, get people to like it or something. Like do a Jim Lee, essentially, where like you're just on it for one trade and then you bail.
But... yeah. Did you know that Garfield came in like a comic?
Garfield came in a comic. What do you mean? What does that mean?
Like in this? Like
no, not before you told me about it.
Okay.
Like last week. No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen like a floppy of it anymore. Yeah.
I always just thought it was the little strips. So when I saw this, I was like, okay, this will be interesting. But after reading it, I'm like, this is just the strips, but like a little bit longer, it seems like.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
That when you search Garfield on like Kindle, it gets mixed up with like the kids' books, which is like pretty close to a comic anyway, but this is like the format of comics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's a shit ton of the kids' books.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like Garfield goes to Italy or whatever.
I want to see that.
Chill guy. Yeah.
So you have lasagna and pizza.
Yeah, dude. Where
with all those toppings on it that he likes, except for anchovies.
So each issue had like two stories in it.
Yeah. It's like when you watch an episode of SpongeBob and there's like two episodes.
Yeah, in the 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's what this was.
Yeah.
So it's
which
like,
is kind of nice rather than just having like this like prolonged like 20 page Garfield story.
Yeah, I think that was ultimately better because if it was like 20 pages of like basically the same story, but they're just like reusing some of the same jokes.
Yeah.
I think it would have been more of a drag. So it was kind of nice to like kind of speed it up, I guess.
Yeah.
So I liked that.
So it's still kind of like a quick hitter kind of thing, mm-hmm. like how the comic strip is.
Yeah. So you could breeze through it pretty fast. But the first one is Collector's Classic. So Garfield's dreaming about being the superhero ultra powerful guy and he's fighting the lasagna nader until the other cat, Nermal, wakes up Garfield. And Garfield is annoyed at this and he throws Nermal out the window into a trash can. But in that trash can, Nermal finds an actual ultra powerful guy number one first appearance issue. I did not know who Nermal was. Like, is this a girl cat? I still don't even really know. It seems like it would be, but he just doesn't like him or her.
I think he says him, but he's got like these eyelashes.
He's got fire eyelashes.
Yeah.
So it seems like it would be a girl, but I'm just basing it off that alone. I guess guys can have eyelashes too if they want. So maybe I'm just like gender stereotyping, but you know, if it is a dude with eyelashes, that's pretty progressive for Jim Davis, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the eyelashes were debuted in this comic, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Banger first page, just like seeing Garfield in like the thing. I saw this and I was like, this book's gonna be awesome. I didn't really know what to expect from it. So
they do the classic comic thing where there's like the caption and then they also say kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then Garfield will even say, like, I know, I read the captions.
Yeah, that's you know, there's some good fourth wall breaks.
Here we go, And then
I'm kind of annoyed that the animals talk through like thought bubbles. Like they communicate with each other, but they
like telepathically or something.
Yeah, like they have this weird like telepathic power. I wish they was just like understood that they like talk and like use like the regular like lettering bubbles.
Yeah,
but like obviously he's not communicating with John Arbuckle,
right?
In like regular speech, because I can't get past that they're like thinking
the thought bubbles,
to each other. Yeah, whatever. But
there's a bit that I thought was funny where like in this dream. It's like a giant lasagna he has to eat.
Yeah.
And then like, what is his name? Nermal?
Nermal.
Yeah. Nermal's like, you can't eat that giant lasagna alone. He's like, I won't. I'll get garlic bread too. And I'm like, oh yeah.
That's a good, yeah. Good little misdirection there. So John looks up the value of the number one issue that Nermal brought to him and he thinks he can get some good money for it. So he brings it to a friend who confirms it is the real deal, but points John to an art gallery that tells John about the grading process. And I like this line where John's like, so when do you actually read the book? And the art guy's like, why would you want to do that? And
he's like, and then like the collector dude is like, our computers tell us that right at this moment, someone is reading this copy.
Yeah, that was good.
And I'm like, oh,
And of course, he like shows him an example of a graded book, and it's the comic book that like we're reading.
Right, right. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like a mint condition, a 10, Nathan.
Yeah, a 10, apparently. Does this art guy find it normal that John brought like all of his pets to go get his book graded?
Yeah, two cats and a dog.
Because everybody's there. And I'm like, why did you bring your pets to go get the book graded?
Yeah.
So Nermal accidentally sneezes and shoots the book onto the street. And when they go to recover it, the book is run over by a truck. So instead of getting it graded, Garfield returns it to the old neighbor that they got the book from. And she is secretly making a bunch of counterfeit versions of this number one issue to sell at a Comic-Con.
Yeah, which the collector was like warning against.
Yeah. You know? And I always wonder like how they know that it, like if something's authentic or not.
Maybe like the paper grade or like what's printed on it.
Like you can kind of tell or like is carbon dating a thing? Is that what they do?
Not with like things with like that comics. Are like less than 100 years old.
Oh, okay.
Carbon dating is like thousands of years.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Or maybe they could tell like if it was printed recently, the way it like sinks into the paper. I don't know.
It's just funny that like they were going to sell this thing that they found that could have been thrown away by accident mm-hmm. by this confused old lady. And then they come around to be like, oh, let's be good people and return this.
And then the old lady's a bitch.
Yeah. So 1.5. The next, I just,
oh, okay,
my notes, I did like 1.5. So
yeah. So next one's Big Mouse Meal. So Garfield and Squeak, who's like a mouse, are dancing. And when they're done, Squeak goes to nap, but he's confronted by another mouse called Big Mouse. And Big Mouse is mad at Squeak for befriending Garfield, who's a cat. And Squeak's like, no.
Cats eat mouse, mice.
Yeah. And he's like, why would you be friends with him? And Squeak is like, he's not that kind of cat. Okay. He only eats like human food, not mice. And so Big Mouse tries to prove that Garfield would eat him, but Garfield does refuse to eat him and only likes lasagna and shit. And dude, these mouse have huge feet. Like, I know like all of the characters have huge feet, but I feel like the mice character specifically, it's like ginormous.
Yeah, a little big for their size.
Yeah.
A little out of proportion.
Big Mouse desperately tries to put himself in foods that Garfield does eat, like sandwiches, soup, pizza, stuff like that, until Garfield is fed up and he flicks him outside. But then Big Mouse is caught by Harry and Waldo, who are like two cats that do eat mice. And Squeak sees this and asks Garfield for help. And these are some weird ass looking cats. Like, yeah, one of them has like green eyelids for some reason.
Yeah, I like
and
him.
I'm like, that guy seems like like he does seem ghetto. Like, I don't know what it is about it. Yeah, but he's like
definitely
this guy.
Definitely stray.
Yeah. And so Garfield convinces them that the pizza guy gives Garfield gourmet mice to eat, and he directs them, the both of those cats, into a truck, but it's actually an animal control truck, and they get taken away, and they save Big Mouse. Do you think John knows, like, about Squeak? Like, the mouse? I don't think he would, right?
No.
He seems like a recurring character, but I don't know if, like, John knows about him.
Yeah, that's probably when, like, John's just, like, at work or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never really noticed how they draw John's nose when it's like head on, or like when you see his face.
Like the face head on and not like at an angle?
Yeah. Or just
is
like,
there an example of that?
Like when you can see his face, like just the way his like nose is drawn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like when you go to like this shot from like behind, it's like a nose is there,
uh-huh,
which is how I remember it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Mandela effect kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's not like that in like any of the movies or something like that, which is my only real reference. Well, also in the movies, it's like a real dude.
Yeah, it's like live action, so I don't know how that would apply. But
what's that dude's name?
Yeah, who was in the Garfield movie?
Breckin Meyer.
What is that?
That's the dude who plays John.
Really? Is there anybody else famous in those movies?
Bill Murray.
Besides him, obviously.
I think the woman in it.
Well, Jim Davis was a writer on this.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, dude.
Whoa. Wait, who's Breckin Meyer?
Oh, he makes like Robot Chicken now with like Seth Green.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't recognize any other actors in this, so. I feel like there's probably famous people in the second one. Anyway. So chapter two, or like the second issue, it starts off with Sticking Point. Garfield's guilted into playing fetch with Odie, and he throws the stick out of the house so that Odie will go away. But Odie accidentally finds a piece of a crashed alien ship called a power rod, and it has the ability to like grant any wish, I guess. And they figure that out somehow, and Garfield uses it to get a bunch of pizzas, and he stops John from playing the accordion.
Yeah, and the alien Snaz is trying to get his power stick back.
Yeah. And
he calls his dispatch, and he's like, what should I do?
And they're like, kill him.
They're like, destroy the power stick.
Yeah.
So that no one can have it. And then he's like, I'll be stranded here. And they're like, do what you have to do.
Yep. Like, sorry. Garfield like wishes John away, but he wishes him into like the Arctic, so I think he like pretty much kills John, because there's no way you're surviving that, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's wearing normal ass like day clothes,
slacks, and yeah,
and he's in the Arctic with nothing but an accordion. The concept for this issue is also something like you wouldn't really see in anything Garfield related, I feel like, you know,
probably not,
because yeah, it's like there's like a whole alien, it's like there's like this lore around like,
but the alien almost looks like recognizable in a way.
It
like
does.
It doesn't seem like a one-off kind of thing.
Yeah,
it could be like a recurring alien,
maybe
but yeah. this is my favorite one, I think.
Yeah, this one's good. I like it.
And so the power stick, it starts to fly or something.
Yeah, he needs the rod back, so he hits it with like a gamma ray, which causes it to fly for some reason. And Garfield's flying around in the air, but he doesn't want to let go of the rod because it gives him pizzas whenever he wants. But Snaz convinces Garfield to wish that this whole thing never happens so that he doesn't die, which resets the timeline back to playing fetch with Odie. So, yeah, I didn't think we'd get like a sci-fi story at all. But but when he's flying around, they
it's
do
a
like
talking cat. That's it's a,
you know, that's
true. Sci-fi in itself.
No, he does. No, he thinks, Daniel. He doesn't talk.
Ah, yes.
But when he's flying around, they do like every trope of like a cartoon character flying around. Like he flies through like a billboard of something.
Yeah.
Or like he flies through a building and he like has clothes on when he comes out, you know. Uh-huh. So nothing groundbreaking necessarily, but, you know, it's all there.
And I never realized what Garfield looks like when he's like shouting or like his mouth is open.
I do like how emotive that is. Like
it's really funny. Like just the way his like upper lip looks.
Yeah, it does look weird like by itself, huh?
Yeah, like it stays the same, but everything else is stretched out.
Yeah. It reminds me of like Tom from like Tom and Jerry Screams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next one is Down for the Count. John is trying to win $500 from counting jelly beans in a jar, but he keeps getting interrupted with Garfield hijinks. So Garfield's like running away from the hot dog stand guy for not paying for hot dogs. And when he's running away, he like knocks John down. So he has to like restart.
Have you seen that like 999 challenge at like baseball games?
Oh, where you like eat 9 hot dogs, drink 9 beers in 9 innings? Is that what it is?
Something like that. I thought the other 9 meant something else.
Like 9 fucking pukes that you have? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. But Garfield basically does this.
Dude, yeah, he's putting up Joey Chestnut numbers.
Takes him down.
I think he said he ate like 19 hot dogs or some shit. 20 hot dogs without paying.
And then he's like 19 hot dogs in a knackwurst.
So, yeah, he can body
those
hot dogs.
Why would you give 19 hot dogs to someone without paying, you
just
know?
Just like a cat. Yeah. I mean, it seems like he stole them. I don't think he like ordered 20 hot dogs telepathically and like was given them and then like, I don't know, dine and dashed, but.
Right.
So then to hide from the hot dog man, Garfield puts on a coat and a hat, but then he's chased by the like clothing store owner and the hot dog guy. And then he splashes some mud on a model who then starts chasing Garfield as well. And like each time, knocks John down, like trying to get away from each of the people he pisses off, and it forces John to restart. But Garfield's good at eating, and he guesses the exact jelly bean number and gives that number to John. So
the woman is just basically just like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that is funny. I actually kind of like the way he looks with like the coat and like the hat and sunglasses. Yeah. Like I think a Detective Garfield type thing would be kind of funny.
He's basically the question.
Yeah. Like Garfield the question, but it's like gritty.
Oh, dude, what if someone like drew that without like his face, but it's like still Garfield's body?
Yeah, like a question mask.
Yeah.
For Garfield, and it's like somebody killed Nermal. And then it was him the whole time.
Whoa.
So yeah, John gets the money, but he has to pay back the damages from the people chasing Garfield. So at the end of the day, John has $1 left. And that's the whole thing.
I don't know. Does that seem... Yeah, I guess for like clothes and like a dress and stuff like
20
that.
20 hot dogs. Because he got what, like $500 or something?
Yeah. We don't have to do the math, but it will say that math checks out.
Yeah, dress, coat, hat. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah,
coats can go for like $100. The dress, maybe two.
Yeah. Nice hat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, $40.
A bunch of hot dogs.
Next one in chapter 3 is the Great Pizza Nightmare. Garfield orders his typical pizza, and then he realizes on the news that exact pizza order he just ate is causing nightmares for people.
So he's ordered pizza like in previous issues.
Uh-huh.
And the order keeps changing.
It does change?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Because in here...
This one's important for this issue because it's very specific.
It's a large pizza with ham, pepperoni, black olives, green olives, 3 kinds of onions, 6 kinds of cheese, pineapple. Oh, interesting. Liverwurst, butterscotch, garlic, sausage, extra sauce, extra, extra sauce, and clams.
Yeah, because on another one, it's like extra, extra cheese.
Mm.
And so
do you think they forgot their own bit and they just like didn't care enough?
Well, I don't think the continuity really matters. Only that it's like the same in this issue.
Yeah.
But... Like, more isn't always more when it comes to pizza toppings.
Because yeah.
The slice has to hold the toppings, and it probably doesn't like have not each topping isn't like represented on all slices. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially I know it's like all these.
It is a fictional pizza because there's butterscotch on it. But like,
yeah, that is a little crazy.
But other than that, not a bad order.
Also, the Vito, the pizza guy, is like the craziest stereotype of like an Italian guy, which I think is like, which is like kind of crazy.
He calls Garfield a pussycatto.
Like, what does that even mean?
That just means like cat, I think.
Yeah.
And he says bon appetit.
He does say bon appetit. And he's like, I don't know. It seems like they're writing him in a way that like Mario would speak, you know?
I think that's just how you're reading it.
I think so. But like he speaks in like a weird,
I think
like,
you're the problem here.
I might be the problem. I don't know. But also they like drew a dude that his name Vito and all he does is like make pizzas.
He doesn't say like fucking like Mamma Mia or anything.
Dude,
like that.
He might. I'm sure there is a strip out there with Vito and he says Mamma Mia for some reason. But after. Oh, yeah. So he eats the pizza and then he goes to sleep and he dreams of bad things like Mondays or like having to change his diet and only being able to watch golf on the TV. And so after realizing he's in a nightmare, Garfield goes to eat a ton of pizza from Vito's and then he goes to get some ice cream and he racks up a bill for John. And then he fucks around with the bulldog that's like always like mean to him and hurts him. And Garfield realizes that this isn't a dream and he gets his ass kicked. But while recovering in bed, Nermal brings him a pizza with all the same toppings. And that's the joke, I guess, to like make him feel better.
But. Yeah, yeah. So when he's like watching TV, there's like a TV guide that Nermal has and he has. And it's got like a little Big Bang Theory like sketch in there.
Dude, I didn't even realize that's what that was.
Yeah. Like it shows like that one dude with the glasses and then the other guy.
Yeah.
And then
with
like,
the Green Lantern shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what a weird dig. Cause he's like, there's nothing good on, you know?
Yeah. It must have been a dig, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're making anything higher quality with this necessarily, but.
Yeah. But it was just.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the show.
There's some good stuff.
But what
there.
I do like about it is when people post the show, but without the laugh track. And it like has all the weird pauses.
Oh yeah.
That's the most enjoyment I've gotten out of that show.
I just like the bizarre comic references.
Yeah.
That like no normie would find amusing.
I do enjoy that aspect. Like they put up like a new 52 like Batman issue on one of them.
Nice.
Like it was like the Scott Snyder Greg Capullo one.
Yeah.
And I think that run was like still going on at the time.
Probably.
So I don't know.
Did you see that Young Sheldon's ending?
I did. I didn't want to. I don't, you know, but I saw that. Is this like John's girlfriend?
Liz, yeah.
Liz? Okay. She got big lips. All the girl characters have big lips, it seems like.
Tells you something about Jim Davis, you know.
He probably likes him like that.
He updates Garfield, but the women, nope.
Nope. Can't do that.
It's really setting unrealistic expectations for, you know, beauty standards.
Yeah, if I was a woman, I would never feel beautiful if I saw Liz with these giant ass lips.
And no nose.
And fucking three fingers. So the next one, Daniel, is the wonderful Wishbone. So Garfield's in the park and he's eating a sandwich and Odie wants to play fetch with the bone or something. So Garfield tells him to go find one and Odie comes back with a wishbone. And Garfield's like, I want to have a wish. And so Garfield and Odie fight over it, but Odie is, they like break it fighting over it. And Odie is the one that gets the wish. And there's like a genie that came out after the wishbone cracks.
I really like this panel with that, both of them in their nose.
Yeah, that's noses. Cool. That's a good one.
Because like the eyes are like almost like symmetrical. So it looks like it could be like one face. But no, it's them and they're mad at each other.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
The thing that like is cool about this comic overall is like, you know, you'll see like the Garfield like movies or like the show or whatever. And I don't know. When I think of like a comic, I think of kind of like a lesser version when it comes to the artwork, but it's like just as good as like what would be in like the kids' strip books or whatever. Yeah. Like the lines are like super clean. The inking is like
they like
flawless.
Yeah. These artists like really nail like these characters.
Yeah.
And like not just like kind of cut and paste ways too. Like when Odie's like struggling to get like the wishbone out of the ground and stuff, like it's very like emotive and like cartoonish. So right. I think they've nailed that aspect of it.
I'm sure these are like I think it's got to be like people of like that team
for sure.
And it's not like just some like comic artist that tries to do their impression of Garfield comics. Yeah. So that's like kind of what I appreciate is like the consistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also people that have probably drawn Garfield like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
If not more.
It's probably like a nauseating amount of times that they've drawn Garfield.
Right.
One of the jokes that like did kind of make me chuckle is like he's reading a book on 1,001 ways to eat lasagna.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what an insane book like idea. Like 1,000 ways. Like after you eat, like after you read like 50 ways, it's got to get like sexual or something.
Yeah.
Like really dirty.
I saw a dumb thing on Twitter. Like it was just like, you know, shit you don't care to know. But like it was like, Chris Pratt does not like lasagna. And people are like, it's not in continuity, you know?
he doesn't have the spirit.
He probably loves Mondays too.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris Pratt has Monday as his favorite day of the week.
Did you see that there's like advertising for the new Garfield movie and it's like in collaboration with like Olive Garden?
That's where, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Should we go see the Garfield movie and then get lasagna before?
Dude, I really don't know if I ever want to see that movie. Like, I saw like one trailer and I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'd like this at all.
You'll have kids one day and then it'll just be on and you'll maybe be like, this is something, you know?
I was going to suggest that we watch it for like one of our shitty like movies that we watch.
Oh, okay. Maybe after like reviews come out. But like
Furiosa's coming out like the same week. So if I'm going to the movies, I'm going to watch that. Like Furiosa.
You always see Garfield like the next week.
Maybe. I don't want to go back just for Garfield. So I don't know. Maybe it's a streaming movie.
That's your one movie of the month that you're going to see.
Yeah. I can't cash it in on Garfield.
Dang.
Chris Pratt.
You Garfield. Live so close to a theater.
I do.
I would go
the distance isn't times. What bothers me. It's just like spending money and like I got to get popcorn and stuff. You know, like I love the movie, the going experience.
Just see like a matinee and get a small popcorn.
A matinee?
Yeah, like, but you know, like prices go up like at nighttime.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. If there's like relative reviews of like, this is actually kind of funny or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'll think about it.
What's like the lowest Rotten Tomatoes audience score you would need to go see it?
Like 85.
85.
Yeah.
That means like it could be like certified fresh at 85.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, but like audience score has to be like 85. I think.
That means like,
I think actually
probably a banger.
Maybe both would have to be 85. Cause then I would know it's like, it's not just people being nostalgic for Garfield and like rating it highly.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not
just
be like,
it's
like,
not just like people, like
critics could recognize it. That this is good for what it is, you know?
No, I would need critics to be like 34 and then like audience like 80. I'm like, ooh. I'm seeing that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I would see that.
That means
case.
That's a movie for you, you know? Yeah,
that's a good point.
Garfield's not getting any Oscars, you know?
You never know. Fucking Super Mario Bros. Got Oscars, I think.
Oh, yeah. The song.
Best
original
was?
Song.
Oh, yeah.
For Peaches.
Yep. Good movie.
Good song.
Yeah, it's a good movie. And good song. So, anyway. Odie has a genie. Gets one wish. Can't wish for more wishes. Garfield brainstorms a bunch of ideas for Odie, eventually suggesting ideas that would help Garfield a lot instead, like wishing for Garfield to become a rock star or for Garfield to get all the babes. But Odie wishes for a regular ass bone, which is what he wanted in the first place. And Garfield's like, I wish he wished for a bone and 1,000 tons of lasagna. But you know what? Didn't get that. And I think Odie's based for that.
You don't get an and for this.
Yeah. No ands.
You know, the theme of this issue is like enjoy the little things, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's kind of like a little bit. No, there's not actually a lesson for all these.
No.
Cause like the first one is just like, I don't know.
Oh,
there's like a
dude, the space one is like careful lessons. What you wish for kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
And then the nightmare one, it's like, I don't know.
I think some of them are like long form jokes and some of them are like, let's put a lesson in them.
Sure.
And that covers like all of them. So chapter 4 is John of the Jungle. So John is getting heat from his comic book publisher to produce a good story.
I didn't know that was his job.
Yeah, it's always been his job.
Yeah. Like, in the comics, he's like...
But, like, why is he gone all the time, you know? Like, where are you going?
Yeah. Like, he'll be on, like, a drawing board, like, in, like, the old comics. But here, he's, like, a digital artist. He has, like, a digital pencil. And
I like that he's...
working on, like, a Cintiq or something.
Yeah, he's, like, updated for the times.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
He's got a desktop.
Yeah, this is an old-ass looking desktop. Maybe it's a gaming PC. Who knows? So
oh, he's got like all the tools on the left that like are in Photoshop. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
So he's getting heat from his comic book publisher to do a good story. And his boss is like, I'm going to stop by your house, which is a little invasive.
Insane.
To check out your great idea that
he
you
works
have.
Remote. Like the publisher is probably in like a different state. Yeah. Honestly.
He's like, I'm coming over to your house. Like you have to host me so that I can make sure you're doing your job well. John realizes that it's past feeding time for Garfield and he starts making him a bunch of food, which takes a long time because Garfield eats a lot. And Garfield decides that he doesn't want John to get fired. So he makes the comic for John instead. And dude, John is like legitimately tweaking when he figures out that he's late to like feeding Garfield.
Yeah.
By like a minute. And so I'm like, what is Garfield doing to John? Like beating his ass or like ripping up.
Basically.
Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Garfield comes up with John of the Jungle as a comic book idea. He's a man living in the forest with his cat and dog who look eerily similar to Garfield and Odie. John goes to hunt food for his cat and finds a bunch of hunters in the forest and John gets himself trapped. So Garfield has to go save him and he saves him with like an elephant stampede. And then John's boss, you know, breaks into his house. He loves the idea for the comic and he makes John walk around in the comic book outfit in order to advertise it. And that's the whole thing. There's a joke in there, like when they're writing the comic book and John's like, let me go get you this like deer. And Garfield's like, I don't like fast food.
Yeah.
And that one made me chuckle a little bit.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Cause like, it goes very fast.
Oh, in the last like panel of that one, there's like some kid in like a fin hat.
Yeah, I did see that.
I was like, wait a minute.
They must like it. I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
I like that the boss for the comic book publisher, he has like a tie with a dollar sign on it.
Yeah.
A money sign, because he likes to make money. As if that wasn't obvious enough in the big suit.
No way comic publishers make that much. Yeah, like no, an editor.
Like, are they like that much of hard asses too? Like, it seems like the whole industry is kind of chill maybe, but I don't know.
Probably not in real life.
Yeah, probably not.
Unless but, you're like
if you're just dead set on making as much money as possible, you're not making comics.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's kind of generally known.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe this is like Comixology or something.
Yeah, true. And it's Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He's bald. So Daniel, the last one, the very smart little girl. So Garfield tries to impress a girl walking by with like a bunch of dances. To try and get cupcakes from her. I guess she is known to give out cupcakes. But this girl is snotty about how smart she is and neglects like anyone that she thinks is dumber than her. Like the other kids on the block who try to like play games with her and stuff. She's like, nope, you're too dumb. But because of this, she's always alone and Garfield wants to help. Like give her a friend and stuff. But to me, it seems pretty uncharacteristic that Garfield wanted to help like this girl and like give her a friend.
Yeah. Or do something like physical to
get, maybe get something.
Yeah. You know? Cause like dancing. He's dancing. Like, I'm like, this is the most uncharacteristic of him. For yeah. Sure.
And, cause like, there's this line where he's like, Odie, you go home. I'm going to go find that little girl. She needs a friend. And I don't think she has any. And so it's like,
yeah.
When are you the one to be like, selfless, you know, right. It's a bit weird.
It's more like there'd be a character that'd make him do that.
Yeah. Or he's fueled by the motivation of thinking that he would get something out of it, which I think they tried to establish in the beginning, but he doesn't really bring that up again. So it, I don't know.
And like, I don't know if she has like a history of making cupcakes or anything. Yeah, it's just like, oh, well, maybe if this girl likes me, she'll make me cupcakes.
Yeah. There's you know? No like preconceived thing like, oh, this is the cupcake girl. You know?
Right.
But so he goes over to this girl's house. She's being snarky again and decides that Garfield is a good test subject for the rocket ship that she's building in her backyard and wants to launch Garfield to space. And so she grabs Garfield. He can't get away now. And she puts Garfield in the rocket ship and launches him like a block away before it crashes. And then she gets sad that she's alone again. So Garfield runs home, gives her a catching glove so that she can make friends with that one kid from before that she like neglected. And then they like put like a life lesson in there. And that was it.
You can't win if you don't get in the game.
Yeah. So this is like a bit of a weird issue because it's like, bro, she could have killed you. You were in a rocket ship in the air.
Yeah.
And you crashed.
Right.
And you're like, let me help. So I don't know. That was a weird last one, but.
Oh, well.
So let's go and do Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
This is probably the best part of the book.
Yeah, cover gallery.
Yeah, cover gallery. There's one with like a bunch of hands from like superheroes and stuff.
That was cool.
Yeah, I like that one. A couple variants that seem pretty typical. There's the first appearance variants, which I think are really cool because it's like the Garfield first appearance, the Odie first appearance by like Jim Davis and stuff. John first appearance, normal. So it's good stuff. And then that has like the first appearance strips of each of the different characters. So there's Garfield and John. Nermal, Odie, and all that stuff, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I had like read these already, but like
because you have the book now, but yeah, you didn't know that before.
I got this thing.
So did you read that before you read this? When did you get that?
I got it like the next day after we decided to like read Garfield. Yeah, and it just came in. I was like really excited about it. I was like flipping through it, and so these are all like familiar to me.
Okay.
I haven't gotten the normal one. I think that's like, all right, it would be in that one, but.
So.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty Garfield solid. Definitely looked really different back in the day.
What would you rate this book, Daniel? Some Italian, right?
Yeah.
If you had to rate it a day of the week, what would you give it?
I don't know, man. Like a Wednesday, I guess.
That's fair. Kind of like middle of the road.
Yeah. Like, you know, you get to the hump.
It's not terrible. It's on a Monday.
Yeah.
I think I don't think it's a Friday.
I think I'd probably rate it like a work pizza. You know, your boss wants to do something nice, so he gets you like a work pizza. It's not like any toppings that you choose. It's just whatever shows up that he decided to order that day.
Okay. I like that.
And you didn't know the pizza was there because no one told you. You just happened to walk past the break room and it was there.
It's not hot anymore.
It hadn't been sitting out for like a long time, but it's not like at its hottest, which I think is when pizza is its best.
Yeah.
So like it's like a little cooler.
You can tell that like some of the cheese on the pizza is like hardened like a little bit, or it's like gotten stiff.
Yeah, but still like edible.
Yeah.
You know, and
still eat it and you're like, that was nice.
Yeah. So, and it's still pizza, you know, pizza's good.
My old boss used to get us like Costco pizzas and we'd fucking destroy those things.
Costco pizza is a good one to get from work. What
kind of pizza would you rate, or like what company's pizza would you rate this?
Like a Barro's Supreme.
Okay.
Because Supreme's not my favorite, but like it's still pretty good. And Barro's is like good, but there are better.
I would say the right answer is probably Little Caesars because it's orange.
Whoa, you give it Little Caesars, dude?
Well, like
the cheapest pizzas there are.
They're not bad though. It's like they're so popular and orange, but like mostly like pretty popular like franchise.
Okay.
And you know,
when's the last time you bought a Little Caesars pizza?
I bought one?
Yeah. Have you ever in your adult life?
Dude, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I'm more of a Domino's guy. First,
Domino's is a much better for the buck.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if you think about it, Garfield's kind of like a $5 hot and ready, you know? You walk in, you're like, can I get this? And then you get it and you walk out. And it's like pretty quick interaction, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
You could like, draw a comic of you getting a Little Caesars pizza in the three panels that like the Garfield comic strip is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's ready.
So that's what I would read it.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like a Little Caesars is maybe like the worst pizza rating you can give.
Really?
What would be a lesser one?
Like a Totino's one? I don't know if there's a lot of pizza places I hate, if I'm being honest.
Do you like Hungry Howie's?
Not really.
You ever get the garlic crust?
No.
That's like, that makes it all worth it.
I feel like there's never like a Hungry Howie's super close to me though.
It was just the one at ASU.
Yeah.
Basically.
The only time I've had it, I think, is when they give it out for free to like ASU students. Yeah. And maybe like one other time.
And
I
that's when it. That shoe has been sitting out.
Yeah. Or maybe like someone order it for like a party, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what is underrated though? Or maybe not because there's a lot of locations, but Papa Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's is good.
Like bringing it home and throwing it in the oven. It's like, that shit's good.
Doing half the work.
Yeah. Well, like, it's kind of nice because you could like get it like during your lunch or whatever and have it for dinner.
I've never been.
No? On Tuesdays, you should go. There's like a sick deal where you can get a huge pizza for like pretty cheap.
Okay. I know like, like old people like it. Like Grammy and Grandpa get it like a lot.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. They'll call me old.
Is it like, it's like Subway, right? Like you like choose what you want and then like,
yeah,
and then they make like, it in front of you basically. Yeah,
and they wrap it up and it's like, all right. And then it'll tell you, they give you like a little paper and it's like, put it in for this much.
What a scam, dude. It's not a scam. They don't have they don't even have like fucking ovens there.
I think they can cook it for you. But I could be wrong about that.
I don't think so, dude.
But I think
that story ever gets hot.
I think the point is to like save it for later.
Maybe.
Like you could have it ready for like a party or something like when you need it. But like you also didn't have to make it. You just had to go pick it up early.
Or you just order fucking pizza.
Yeah, but like sometimes you order pizza at like the wrong time.
Papa Murphy's with you, but.
Well, like sometimes you're in the middle of a function if you're hosting and you're like, oh, I got to order pizza now. And you order and it's like, oh, shit. It's like an hour and a half until it'll like get delivered.
Just be like proactive and.
Yeah, sometimes you fuck it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, this was fine.
You know, it's about the quality that I was expecting.
Yeah, you can't really expect anything
more. There's some cool things in it, you know, some comic little, book things.
Yeah, like comic book specific jokes.
Yeah.
In there that I think like they couldn't really normally do on like a strip.
Yeah.
So they got to flex some of those muscles, but some of them are still like pretty cheap in general.
And the art is like as good as you'd like expect.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, it's like as good as it. Like should be.
It's like the standard.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say so. Let's get into the poll lists. Colin.
Shove in your box. The poll list, the poll list. What did you shove in your box? Should we start with what the internet did to Garfield?
Yeah, we should probably.
Did you rewatch that?
I did.
Okay.
And I just like wrote down different things that I wanted to like just talk about. But what did you think about it overall?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's like an incredible like video.
Isn't it fucking crazy? Like,
yeah, it's very
just some
good.
Of the stuff on there is like, one, people are really creative, but two, some people really fucked up in the head kind of.
I kind of expected that kind of like Reddit thing with like every property, honestly.
Yeah, but I think what's interesting to analyze is why Garfield specifically lends itself to be twisted into like certain ways like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like a lot of really like interesting stuff in there that doesn't even necessarily like change the property that much. But Basically it's a YouTube video essay. It's really good. I recommend it, called What the Internet Did to Garfield. It's about this guy that just like noticed that like the fandom of Garfield on the internet like does really weird things to Garfield. Or like they'll change like a small thing about Garfield and it'll still like kind of make sense. And that's kind of interesting to analyze. And there's a pretty good like history of like Jim Davis and like what he was doing before Garfield, like Norm the Gnat or the Thing in the Middle, which we'll talk about. But
do you know that like Jim Davis's like net worth is more than like Stephen King's?
Whoa.
And more than like Matt Groening, which is like the creator of like The Simpsons.
It's more than the Simpsons guy.
Yeah,
holy shit!
Like
he's got a fucking
merchandise wise.
The Simpsons have shit at Universal,
right?
Holy shit! Well, yeah, he must be like tied to every single Garfield thing that comes out, which is good. He should be.
Yeah.
This is how every like comic book thing should be. So he's kind of like,
he didn't make this comic because he didn't have to.
He's the GOAT. You know, I think he's awesome.
No, he's very cool, and it's a very. Very cool story.
Yeah. And so it's like the YouTube video essay is just this guy like kind of doing a deep dive on like why people kind of twist and turn this like very simple concept overall.
Yeah. And all these like kind of perceived themes around like Garfield and just kind of like
maybe like a deeper meaning of the
that isn't there,
psychology of like John of Jim Davis maybe, but right. It's like it's probably not there because he's like super rich.
Yeah. No,
but some of my favorite things on there was Garthamon,
yeah.
Or a guy that just like redraws Pokemon to like fit the Garfield colors and themes and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of creative.
That's pretty neat. You can kind of like pick out like who's who.
Yeah. There's the Garfield comic book generator where it's like the strip and it just takes like three random like first, second, and third panels to see if it like makes sense.
Yeah.
And like most of the time it kind of does. apparently. I've never looked at it.
I wrote down like those two exact things.
Oh, really?
First, yeah.
I really thought Garfield without Garfield was like a kind of, or Garfield minus Garfield, I think is what it was called.
That's just hilarious.
It's hilarious and like a little bit eerie because it's like the idea is just like any comic strip, but they just like take Garfield out of it. And so it's just John talking to himself.
There's
and
only sometimes like a handful that like lend itself to that to be like depressing.
Because
like,
if you find the right ones, it like is a little bit
sad.
Like super sad because he's just like will be like self I don't know, incriminating or whatever the word is.
Yeah, because like, it shows like John's perspective in these comics because like Garfield doesn't talk to him.
Yeah, he just thinks things.
Right. And so if you just kind of if you delete like the thought bubbles from Garfield, it's like a different comic. And if you remove Garfield from it, it's also a different comic.
Yeah.
And so that can be kind of messed up. And it's just him talking by himself with his cat.
Yeah.
And so
a bit sad that way.
I didn't realize that like there's like 14,000 comic strips.
So many
of Garfield.
Yeah. Because it was like a daily strip.
Yeah.
So he had to knock out, I assume, like a bunch, you know, in a day. So yeah, they could get like
this
printed.
Book has like the first 2 years and it's like 250 pages and there's like three on each page.
Yeah.
And there's like 20 of these.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And so
that's pretty cool.
I like read like, you know, but like 50 pages and then I watched that video and then I read like more. I think I got like to 150 or something. And okay, so nice. you like after watching that, you like read the
you
this
read
like
different
much
way.
Differently. Yeah. I'm like seeing if like Garfield minus Garfield could work, you know.
And like those are super popular because in that video he says like the New York Times had to change how its trade bestseller list was categorized after 7 of the 10 slots were just Garfield.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like time after time, it would be Garfield as like the top seller. So they had to like recategorize to like leave out Garfield.
This video made me just like Garfield as a property more
because
of
sick,
like
right?
how crazy it's kind of been expanded on, you know, like I might be more interested to see the movie and just think about like all the themes that are in that video. And that's kind of how I was like reading this book. And I kind of had like a bit of a spark for it.
Yeah.
I kind of want like a little Garfield statue maybe, you know, if there's like a good one, that'd be kind of fun.
I think there's like a section of it on like how much merch Garfield has.
Yeah.
And like, what I think is funny is like there's like a shipping container of like Garfield phones that like crash in like the ocean or whatever. And so there were just Garfield phones like washing up to shore somewhere and people didn't know why.
Yeah.
And there's a line that he says where it's like, if an alien came down to like study us, they would think that we worship Garfield and they would be right.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Lasagna Cat series that was on that?
Weird. I mean, super like weird. At first, like not that weird. And then it got like weird.
Very.
It's funny that it was like a thing.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like very weird for someone to like commit a lot of money, it seems like. Cause it seemed pretty high production value. Like especially towards like the end of that, and like such like a long project, and like for what? You know, so it that like that guy just has passion for the game, and he like, you know, it's very strange. So it's interesting that something like that exists.
The best thing about this video is that like it compiles like all the weird shit so that you don't have to like look for it yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And like kind of highlights all the best stuff and then like makes all the connections for you.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's cool.
So that was pretty neat.
One of the things that kind of fucks me up from this video is the Garfield effect, where if you're like looking around in your life, Garfield will come up like a little bit more than you might think.
I think that's kind of like with anything, I guess.
It is, but like the Garfield specifically, it's like a little bit weird how much you might see him and stuff.
It's kind of like you got a new car and now I see that car everywhere.
It is exactly like that. But what I noticed today, because I was just like going around, is how many Garfield colored cars I saw. Like actually the Garfield trademarked orange, you know. Not one time, not two times today. It was 6 different cars I saw that had the Garfield colored orange on it.
Today.
And one of them had black stripes on it too. And I was like, what the fuck? 6 times today.
Whatever, dude.
One of them was at the dealership because I had to go to the dealership today for my car. So I don't include that one, but still, that's 5 times in the wild I saw Garfield colored cars. So, But then now from here on, you'll like see some Garfield and you'd be like a little freaked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad you watched it. I like that video a lot.
Yeah, no, it was super good. Obviously, like the I'm sorry, John shit is like super fun.
Yeah, just like
all I started the horror... I just started brainstorming like different like concepts that like I would want to draw for like that sort of thing.
Yeah, and like all of the like psychological,
like it's super sick.
Yeah. Oh, you did? You looked through it? I don't think I ever have.
I like joined it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like really creepy stuff that like people come up with because I think just the format of how simple Garfield is like lends itself to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
and it's just cool. All this like
all the cosmic stuff, all the
cosmic and like just insane horror shit.
Parasite,
very body like horror. Very like Junji Ito.
Yeah, like they're really good actually. Yeah, like a lot of the art pieces.
Yeah,
and some of them that are like kind of more childish and then turn into like horror stuff is really interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge community of people like that. That's cool.
I saw a video today and it was like a Garfield themed hotel room and there was like fur on the wall.
Oh no.
I'm like it's like I'm sorry John.
It's like the original I'm sorry John.
I don't think it's based off of that. I don't think the people who created that room knew about that.
They probably didn't, but now you can't. I don't want to say there.
It was really creepy. And then there's like just a bunch of like Garfield memorabilia in there.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really funny.
He features Meat Canyon in that video, which is like an animator that I just follow on like YouTube and TikTok and stuff.
Did he animate that? I'm sorry, John.
No. He didn't animate that, but there was a Meat Canyon animation in there. It was like a little cartoon and he has like a guy that he thinks is Garfield. I don't know. It's like a very small part of the video. Or like he like peeks his head out the door and he looks like John Arbuckle from like the comic and then he goes back in and his face changes.
Okay.
I don't know. But Meat Canyon was featured in that and that's like a lot of his animations is just taking properties or just like things that are happening and twisting them in like weird ways.
Mm-hmm.
So he like just did a video about like JoJo Siwa and like it's like people going to the zoo to like see a JoJo Siwa and it's like her doing like, and if you do any flash photography, she'll like start humping you and stuff. It's like, so I was like, okay, cool. This guy knows who he's talking about. He's featuring Meat Canyon.
Nice.
But,
what sucks about it is like, I don't think there'll be like a video essay that I'll like enjoy as much as that.
It's one of the top ones for sure.
And it only had like 10 million views, which seemed kind of criminal, I guess. I it is long. Good. It is like good. But like if it's like demonetized, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It just seems like it should be like viewed a little bit more.
For and sure. Then,
like if you were to go to like any of that guy's like other videos, it's probably not going to be as good as like the Garfield one.
Yeah, I've seen like 2 or 3 other ones. They're just in like topics that I am not super interested in.
Sure.
But like he's big on like the Simpsons and analyzing like what makes it good and why people say it's not good anymore and like is the new stuff actually good?
Uh-huh.
And so I watched that one. He's like he goes pretty in depth on those. But I think other than this one, like one that I like about as much is this guy looking into the origins of like the Disney Channel theme.
Oh yeah, we're like
it's from
you can figure out like who wrote it.
Yeah, it's from Defunctland. He's the guy that does the video essay on the history of the Fast Pass at Disneyland.
Yeah,
and that one is a good video, but I think his better video is the one about the history of the Disney Channel theme.
Right,
because he's so well researched and he makes it interesting too.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think that's another one I would recommend, but I'm not going to force you to do it for homework.
Sarah watched this with me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it was really fun.
She liked it? Or no?
Yeah, she was... The amount of times she said, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I know.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you're going to try and just, like, secretly watch it on your own or something, but...
No, it was just, like, another one of those, like, put on whatever you want kind of things.
Okay.
And I'm like, I need to watch this.
You're like, let me put on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. All right, nice. Did you watch anything else? Or actually, what did we pick up from the comic book shop, Daniel?
Yeah.
I picked up Green Lantern number 9.
Okay.
I picked up Doom by Sanford Green and Jonathan Hickman.
That's a one shot?
Apparently, it's a one shot.
That sucks.
That does suck, but I'm okay with that.
Could at the same time,
because I have been picking up a lot of number ones lately. I don't want to, but I just like have to pick up some of these. So.
Yeah.
And then Ultimate X-Men number 3.
Yeah.
Those are the things I picked up.
Yeah, I'm just getting Doom and X-Men. So
nice.
Did you read anything new?
I did not. Had a busy week. But I watched something all the way through.
Okay.
A series.
Let me talk about what I read.
Okay. What did you read?
I read Somna number 1.
Okay.
It's the...
The Distillery by...
Distillery. Clunin? Becky Cloonan, probably.
Becky Cloonan, yeah.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay.
Probably won't get 2. 2's out already.
Okay. But you had to see if you liked it.
Yeah. Like, it's good. And mm-hmm. it looks incredible. But it's just like... I don't know if I'll like mm-hmm. move on with that. I read the Mad Magazine Free Comic Book Day thing.
This one?
Yeah. I put that there so you can like take Ooh, it.
A recommend.
Yeah. It's cool. It's like kind of a best of DC Comics kind of like thing. So it's taking shit from like different Mad Magazine
issues. About like DC
yeah.
comics and stuff. Okay, and cool. Like, I like that.
I chuckled to like a lot of that. It's like really good stuff.
Okay, nice.
And so I don't know if Mad Magazine is still coming out. It said like 2022 in some of the...
No, the office, like, it used to be like an office, like a Mad Magazine office, because people would pick up Mad Magazines when magazines were like more popular.
Right.
But the Mad office closed down, I guess, at some point a couple years ago.
Why is that a thing? Where does it come from?
I don't know. They brought it back.
Who did this? Doesn't DC own Mad?
DC does own Mad, so I think they just brought a couple of those people.
Okay.
Or maybe this is, you said it was like a reprint type thing, right?
Yeah, it's just like kind of a collection of like...
Yeah, so they were just like, yeah, we'll put it out. I don't know why they felt like they would do that.
If it comes out, I'm buying it. I don't care.
Okay.
So I read that. It was pretty good. And then I read...
Some of the Garfield?
Yeah, some of this.
Nice. It's
pretty cool.
The better version of Garfield?
There's actually like some really good stuff in this. Really? A lot of it, you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then like some of it, I'm like, that's good. You know? And it's crazy that you're able to kind of accomplish that in like 3 panels. You know? Yeah,
3 panels. It's such a limiting... format, you know, so right. It's kind of cool to see him get creative.
Like, but I also can see it being like, you know, amusing in like a newspaper.
Yeah, you know? Be like, oh, here's the Garfield for the day,
right? You
know? Yeah, because I didn't realize that it was like a daily thing. Like, I knew it came out in newspapers pretty frequently, but
right.
daily is hard to come up with a joke like every day,
right?
That would fit in like a comic strip about a cat, you know.
After I was reading it, I'm like, I should mark these, you know, the good ones, you know, but I'm like, like I'm not going back. Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, pretty good. Ooh, other thing. Did you see that I tagged you in like a comic sweepstakes thing?
No.
Well, I tagged you in it.
From what?
It's from the Why So Sidious podcast.
Is it like an Instagram thing?
It's on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
They were doing like a thing for like 2,500 followers where they're giving away comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I won, Nathan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You want a sweepstakes?
I won a sweepstakes.
I thought they were all fake. It already came in?
No, they're real. Yeah, it's here already.
Oh, wow. From Amazon?
It came from the box. Yeah, I got Infinity War.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And the Phoenix Saga.
Like the Claremont one? Is that Claremont?
Yeah, Claremont and Byrne.
Oh, nice.
So the Phoenix Saga.
I haven't even read that. That's cool.
I got JLA by Grant Morrison.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
No, I haven't read any of these.
Really? Oh.
No.
I've read the JLA. It's pretty good.
I got JLA the Reborn.
Rebirth. Okay.
Yeah, volume 1.
Oh, there's a lot in here.
Yeah, now. Volume 2.
That's the Brian Hitch.
And volume 3. Steve Orlando.
Oh.
Ivan Reese is on this one. Felipe Watanabe. And then this one's Ivan Reese too.
Watanabe.
Watanabe. What did I say?
Watanabe.
Watanabe. Whatever. And yeah, I saw that the giveaway. I'm like, so is there 6 winners? But no, he just gave
you won all 6 of those.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't that sick?
I'm surprised you haven't read any of those.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, some of them are kind of older, but the JLA one I think is like a
classic.
Like when people are like, what's good Morrison? Like typically that's like one of the first couple things that they put.
Yeah.
And I would agree.
It's yeah, good. It was pretty lucky that I like haven't read any of them.
Yeah.
And like and
that's kind
of
rare.
Yeah, I think I know one of them.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to get like one of those mystery boxes, but
no
like,
fucking way.
But like, it's like a trade, and I want to.
You'll get like a volume 7 of something dumb.
Well, like, yeah.
Of
yeah,
like fables,
right.
You know?
But I, like one of the ones that are like at a comic shop where like they're not trying to fuck you over.
Yeah. You ever get a mystery
box? But I wonder like
that...
how many I would know or like have read already.
Yeah. We've done... Definitely not the single issue grab bags because no, that's always random shit
yeah,
too.
I don't like those.
It's got to be like trades for sure.
Yeah, because we've read 217 trades on this goddamn show.
Well, 215.
Oh, yeah, because we did a one-shot episode.
Yeah, and an interview with Chip.
That's right.
Early on.
That's right. Still a lot. So,
definitely.
A lot of books.
What did you finish watching?
I finished X-Men 97. The finale came out this week.
Yeah.
And oh my God, Daniel, it rules.
Uh-huh.
It fucking rules.
I know. Twitter told me.
They get it, Daniel.
Do they?
They fucking get it.
Okay.
It's like all the best part of X-Men. And it like reminds me like why X-Men fucking outsold Avengers in like the 80s or whatever. Uh-huh. Like by a lot.
Okay.
Because they get it.
Is this like the X-Men that you've been wanting, you know, that you haven't been able to find in the comics? Yeah, dude.
It's like this shit. It's like cool.
Stop yelling. You're clipping. I'm just kidding.
They get it, Daniel. No, it's like tragic. It's like political. It's like a little bit confusing, which is good, I think. Like, I think.
Why are they mad?
Most good X-Men stuff, I think, is a little bit confusing, you know?
Sure.
But there's like little. They like kind of mashed like a bunch of X-Men eras together, because I think there's like some Morrison stuff in there and then some Claremont stuff and all that, but like it's great. I don't think you'd like it as much as I do, obviously.
I'm sure you should check it out.
Because it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll get like around to it. I've been like very inactive when it comes to like watching TV shows for some reason.
Yeah,
so like if I have time to do something, I'll probably be reading. Mm-hmm. You know, so
and so, yeah, I just watched it because, well, I was trying to watch it at the gym, and then I'd like kept seeing people like post about it and stuff, and I was like, I should just shotgun it real quick, because they're like 30-minute episodes and there's only like 9, I think.
Okay.
But it's sick.
Nice.
And they were doing stuff in this that I like wasn't expecting them to do, and so it's cool. I don't know. There's like properties outside of the X-Men that are like in this.
So like Spider-Man?
Cool. Yeah, like Spider-Man's in it.
Oh, cool. Spoilers, dude.
Well, you said like Spider-Man.
There's a guess.
Well, like he's...
You've been like, I don't know.
It is like kind of like that. Like there's characters from like other... There's like other properties or whatever. And I'm like, I guess they could just do this now because like they can. And
it's, yeah.
But like Spider-Man, like you see him, but he doesn't... I don't think he says anything. But there's other characters that are like from definitely other properties. And you're like, that's kind of cool. Like there's an episode like in space, which I didn't expect them to do.
Cool.
And I'm like, fuck yeah. I love X-Men in space. So it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where Nightcrawler uses 3 swords.
Whoa. Does he have one in his mouth? Like
no,
Zorro?
He has one in his tail.
Whoa.
And it's fucking cool, dude. I think they nail all the good like X-Men characters.
Nice. So,
I think you would.
Is Bishop in it?
Yeah.
Nice. Now I'll watch it.
Dude, fucking Glob, the fucking pink one.
He's Glob in Herman?
It. Yeah. I think he dies, but I don't know.
No. bad show.
Literally like all of my favorite X-Men, like even some of the weird ones are in it besides Dupe. I don't think I saw Dupe.
I heard that Cable was badass in it.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, that's how he is in like he's the 90s comics.
He's a very 90s, like it's very much 90s Cable.
Hell yeah.
And so it's cool.
Cool.
So yeah, even like characters I didn't really like I've never really enjoyed that much, like Forge. I never really knew like what his deal was.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little bit more in him, and they like understand these characters so much, and they like
what about like Havoc?
I didn't see Havoc.
Okay.
But like
Sunspot?
But they're like kind of complex characters like Nightcrawler, where it's like he's kind of like a religious dude, and they give him, it seems like they give everybody space to like breathe and like show those parts of that character, and it's not all just like fucking insanity the whole time.
Yeah.
So they somehow manage to like balance it really well, which I think is cool.
Uh-huh.
So good. Yeah, it's good shit.
Sweet. That's good to hear. Because like you hear that it's coming out, and you're like, oh, that's probably fine.
Yeah. And I watched like the first episode, and I was like, that was actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the second one, and I was like, that was really sad. And then I was like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, they, you know, they're doing some good stuff here. And then I finished it, and I was like, holy shit, they're like all in on this. So
yeah,
it's cool. And I think there's gonna be a next season. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but I think with the amount of popularity,
probably
it's on it. But I think it's kind of nice because it just, the amount of like how popular it is online, I think just shows that if you just like make something good, like people will like it, you know? So
yeah. Do I have to watch X-Men 1 through 96 to enjoy this?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, X-Men 1901.
I watched War for the Planet of the Apes, Nathan.
Nice.
And
that's number 2?
3. And this one was honestly traumatizing.
Really?
Yeah. I never thought about like where it would go, but it went to places I didn't think it would go, you know?
Nice.
This one's like hilarious. There's like a comic relief character in it. Oh, okay. And he's awesome.
Nice.
And I don't think this one's quite as good as like the second one, but still like very good movie, like a very good monkey content, you know? Okay,
nice.
This is the one that has Woody Harrelson in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's great.
Are you going to watch the newest one now?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice.
I'll probably go see it.
I saw a video of somebody just like talking about how good like that trilogy is.
Yeah.
And they're just like talking about it and they're like really excited. And I'm like, I like this guy's energy.
Is that like where he's like, no one told me how gas this is?
I think it might be. Okay. Cause there's a part where he's like, he like shows a picture of like a monkey with like a machine gun. And he's like, people will be like, guys will see this and think, hell yeah. And dude, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that too.
And I was like, I fucking, yeah. Hell yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So I do want to rewatch them. I just got to.
I told Carter like how good these movies are. He's like, no way, dude. I'm like, they're that good. Dude.
I really want to watch them. I might actually.
You like, should.
This weekend because I'll be alone.
You'll be alone.
I'll be in my lonesome.
You'd be a bachelor.
Somebody's got to work. She's got to work.
Oh, man. Yeah. You should do it.
I'm just shotgun all three of them.
You could like watch a summary for one and then watch two and three.
No, but I'm going to watch all of them.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay.
And then I'll watch all the old ones that seem really fucking weird but like also good.
Did you send me that video that explains the old ones?
The guy, yeah. Shout out to that one guy that explained all of them, like a PowerPoint presentation. Cause yeah. I was like, okay, I get it now.
That made it like way cooler.
When we read Planet of the Apes, we were just kind of like going in raw. Like I'd seen just that first Planet of the Apes movie of like the new trilogy and that was it.
Yeah.
And so I thought the other ones, like the older ones, were like silly or.
Right. Because they're made in like the 60s or whatever.
But like, it seems like they all kind of fucking rule.
They might rule.
I think because
they have rule. Like, they're pretty high rated on like Rotten Tomatoes and shit. So
I'm just happy that like people are all kind of realizing this, seems like, for some reason with this movie.
Yeah. It's like, out. It's got like a renaissance.
Like, it's got like a wave and people are like, this movie's fucking rule. Who knew? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. So it's good that they've been good. And apparently they're going to make 9 movies of these all together.
Yeah, so 5 more.
So five more.
I'm here for it, dude.
Yeah.
You're sick. So the fact that monkeys can talk is not the thing that bothers me. It's the fact that there's like a gorilla that can ride a horse. That just seems like that doesn't compute for me.
Is it a big horse?
It's just a normal looking horse.
Whoa.
Like there's like orangutan on a horse and gorilla on a horse. I'm like, how much can a fucking horse hold?
Average gorilla weight, 300 to 430 pounds.
That's
not as much as I thought.
You'd think like 800 pounds.
Yeah, I think they're 800 pounds. Okay. Carrying.
There's humans that are that big.
Horse carrying capacity, 20% of its body weight. Ooh, I don't think horses are like 1,000 pounds. So.
Yeah. And so I just saw that and it bothered the shit out of me. But anyway, Nathan, a couple little things.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Caesar, he has a son.
Nice.
You want to guess his name?
Pizza.
Cornelius.
Ooh, win win. He becomes a Green Lantern.
Yeah. And there's like a little girl in this one. Her name is Nova that we see at the end. And that they name her that because there's like a little like
shimmer of something in the sky, maybe.
There's like a little plaque that came off of like a Chevy Nova. And it was on the ground or something. And then they name her Nova or whatever. I don't know.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, that's cool.
What if it was Chevy that came off?
Yeah. This one was like strange starting out because it's like this like army humans or whatever. And they're like sneaking up on like some like a convoy of apes. And they have apes with them like on their side. And they're just basically like pack mules or whatever. I'm like, why are they on that side?
Yeah.
So I just had like a ton of questions.
Well, I mean, like you're asking why the pack mule apes would be on that side?
Yeah, why they're apes on that side. Yeah. They explained it, but like I was just confused at first.
Okay.
I was like, wait a damn minute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those movies bang. I'm excited for the new one. Apparently it's pretty good.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Did you watch anything else?
No.
All right, Nathan, where are we going to read next week? What are we going to read next week?
Ooh, good question. I have no idea. Do we have anything lined up? Or
the Acolyte comes out? Acolyte?
Oh, the Star Wars one?
Yeah. So we could do Star Wars.
We could do a Star Wars. When was the last time we did a Star Wars?
Was it Star Wars Legacy?
Maybe. Okay, yeah, it's been some time. Let's do a Star Wars.
Okay.
Should we do like a just like anything? What is the Acolyte about?
It's like old stuff.
Okay.
It's like, you know, like 100 years or something before like the first one.
Okay. Should we just do like a random Star Wars, or did you have some in mind?
Yeah, like a random Star Wars. Should we do like maybe like a Lando or something?
Lando would be good.
Or
ones that like come to mind are like the Thrawn one, or like the
Thrawn's like fucking dense.
The comic?
Yeah. Because it's based off the book. So it's like adapted from the book.
Okay. Or like the Darth Maul one. But I think Lando sounds good. I haven't read that one. People say it's good.
Charles Soule?
The Charles Soule? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's do that.
Alex Maleev, dude.
Alex Maleev does the art?
5 issues, 104 pages. Let's go.
Ooh, sounds nice.
A nice swift.
Wait, Alex Maleev? No, he doesn't. Does he?
You think I just pulled that out of my ass?
Well, maybe he does like the covers.
No, Maleev is on the cover.
What the fuck? No wonder people like this shit. He's great.
Hell yeah, dude. Got a banger coming
hell
up?
Hell yeah.
Dude, hell yeah.
Guys see this and say hell yeah? Dude, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I think that was like the most poignant way to like put that. Like why right. people like it so much.
Yeah.
Like people will make fun of this because they think it's cool. And like, dude, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, so Lando, Star Wars Lando next week.
Sounds good. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for watching. Linktree is in the bio. Like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite Garfield thing.
Yeah.
Tell us if you have a weird Garfield like thing, like merch.
Yeah.
Because there's some weird stuff that they put out, like a Garfield table and shit like that. So recommend us any video essays, because I think those are fun.
I would appreciate it.
I've run out of some, so I'm just like rewatching
Star Wars comics. You think you should read?
Yeah, Star Wars comics that are good. I know they're out there. People like them.
Yeah.
I feel like we've read most of the good ones, though, to probably be honest. So, and that's it.
Oh, raise 5 stars.
Yep, raise 5 stars.
And goodbye.
Bye.